The deadline for purchasing health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is March 31st. Anyone not enrolled by that date will face a tax penalty. But as of the first of the month, only about 74,000 out of hundreds of thousands of eligible uninsured have enrolled in a plan. Across the country, outreach workers are in a mad rush to sign up the uninsured in time. New Jersey Public Radio's Kai Wright reports from Newark, where would-be insurance subscribers are wrestling with complicated high-stakes decisions as the clock ticks down.
Okay, forget for a moment the debacle of healthcare.gov's rollout. To understand the more analog challenge Obamacare faces today, you got to hang out with people like Gabrielle Terry.
You go where you think a group of people are. I have a nice big sign that says, need affordable health insurance, come talk to me. Have goodies at the table. I smile a lot.
Terry is what's called a navigator. She works for the Jewish Renaissance Medical Center and is charged with getting as many uninsured Newark residents as possible signed up by March 31st. That's not been easy. Officials initially expected navigators like Terry to spend about 45 minutes on each enrollment application. Turns out the process is more like 2 hours.
What stops people on the application is once they get all of those plans, they get overwhelmed. Gotcha. You know, sometimes it's 26 different plans with 26 different premiums and copays and coinsurance numbers, and it's overwhelming.
Terry has been doing outreach since October. She has yet to see a single person go all the way through the process of buying insurance. The overwhelming majority of subscribers are expected to get a tax credit for their insurance, and many of those people will be buying into the system for the first time. Michael Ann Kyle leads the Greater Newark Healthcare Coalition, a collection of providers and community groups that have been coordinating their enrollment efforts.
The middle-class, working-class population who's eligible for subsidies now, this is really new to them. So you still have an incredible number of people who aren't aware that they're eligible.
Raymond Castro, a senior analyst at the progressive think tank New Jersey Policy Perspective, argues that Governor Chris Christie has made the tough job of reaching those people far harder.
The challenge that New Jersey has is that it didn't opt for a state exchange. Therefore, it was not eligible for full funding for outreach. So we're sort of behind the eight ball.
Necesita asistencia con los recientes cambios para cuidado de la salud en la ley Affordable Care.
Targeted media campaigns like this Spanish language ad are noticeably rare in New Jersey. The Jewish Renaissance Medical Center got federal funding to produce the ad and air it in the Newark TV market. But last month, New Jersey forfeited $7.6 million in additional federal funding that Castro says could have been used for more of this kind of aggressive, targeted outreach. Campaigns that he argues are essential given the profile of New Jersey's uninsured residents.
Most of the people who are uninsured in our state work, and sometimes they work two or three jobs. So these are people who are very busy. They often have children, and so they're trying to manage their life. And so it's difficult for them to focus on this opportunity that we have in the marketplace.
The challenge doesn't stop once you've got the attention of would-be subscribers. Many of them are encountering the process of buying and using insurance for the first time. People are confused on even the basics. Like, is there a difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act? The answer is no. Not to mention the complex math of deciding which type of coverage will best suit their needs.
It scares them. They're scared, and I can totally understand.
Kalila Jackson is a navigator working at Newark's Beth Israel Medical Center.
Some people will bring in their information and just say, Ms. Jackson, I need to know. Can you please advise me on what plan I should take, what premium? It's a matter of them just wanting to have a physical person to speak to about the proper choice.
The stakes are high. Take a retail worker making $16,000 a year, just above the minimum wage and just enough not to qualify for Medicaid. So she'd get a federal subsidy to help pay for whatever plan she selects. Now, a reasonable choice for her would be a plan with a cheap monthly payment. But then she also has to consider higher copays, deductibles, and other costs, all of which could make it unaffordable to actually use her insurance. Meanwhile, federal data suggests that most people who have signed up simply relied on a time-honored convention for making confusing consumer choices. They picked the second cheapest option on the list. Michael Ann Kyle of the Greater Newark Healthcare Coalition says that's understandable. This is a complex set of choices.
I mean, I'm a nurse and I work in health policy, and I still get puzzled sometimes trying to figure out my own insurance. What is a premium? What is a copay? I think that there's a real education need on, you know, what does this mean for me?
It might mean not opting into the system at all. Navigators say many people could decide they'd rather take the tax penalty than lose desperately needed monthly income. Either way, the clock is ticking. Anyone still uninsured as of March 31st won't get coverage until 2015, and they'll pay for it at tax time. For WNYC, I'm Kai Wright.